Now in the fifth quarter show, we're joined by Keith Berger, the Hale boys basketball coach. And coach, your team's playing in the Meadville tournament this week, and it looks like you had a pretty good week.
Yeah, so far so good. We played Grundy County in the opening round. We were the 3 seed. They were the 6 seed. You know, Grundy's got a nice little team, and we ended up on that one, winning that one 72-48. I don't have my book in front of me, but I know senior Colton Harris led us with 25 points, and senior Ty Berger chipped in 22 as well. So that was a real good win for us there in the opening round. And then we played Mercer boys last night, who are the 2 seed and is a really good team, and we ended up getting by them 55-47. Ty Berger had a good night. He had 28 points for us to lead all scorers, and then Colton Harris chipped, was in double digits as well, and had a nice game for us.
All right. I know at times we've talked in the past, your team, you said it had kind of gotten to slow starts, and that was kind of tough to rebound on. Have you been getting to faster starts this week?
Yeah, we sure have. We've just kind of been talking about intensity and, you know, getting off to good starts, and I noted that it had been a problem, and the boys know it's been a problem, and I think sometimes we just kind of come out and things aren't really proactive enough and don't, you know, push the pace enough, and I thought we did that this week. It was a real nice week for us this week so far. So we get a shot at Meadville tomorrow, who beat us earlier in the year, and they're a real good team, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
I know with the snow cancellations and school being out, it makes a nightmare as a coach, and also with you being an athletic director scheduling, but was it nice for your kids to get some time off and kind of get their legs back underneath them for this week?
You know, I don't know what most coaches would say, but I was talking to someone earlier, and I thought it was kind of nice for us to kind of reset a little bit and kind of refocus. And we were kind of eager, I think, to get back in the gym and get back on the floor. So I think it was good for us. I think that the boys are playing some good ball, and they're really working together as a team. We've got a couple of Sears boys, Jaron Sears and Jaden Sears, that have been starters for us for the last couple of years, and they played really well last night. And then Ethan Harris, a little point guard that's played really well for us too. I thought, you know, we've got some good team chemistry going right now, and the boys are really looking forward to playing, and you know, everyone's looking to contribute and rooting for each other, and it just seems right now that we're playing some good ball.
What are some things you feel like you need to polish up and get ready for that Meadville matchup?
Meadville, I mean, they've got a winning tradition. They've, you know, I don't know how many times they've played in that championship or that tournament, but it's several. I know our boys haven't been in it since 2009. I think, you know, we know them well. I'm good friends with Coach Nyer, and we see them, you know, they see us. So there's no secrets there. It's just going to be a matter. They're going to defend us well. They're going to be patient. They're going to work the ball. We've just got to bring some intensity and get off to a good start and just limit their easy opportunities. They're a good team. You know, they're going to score some points. And hopefully we can hang right in there with them and make it a good game.